This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
I'm here for it, Brock.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
I think when you look at her money and what she's making, I think she is going to go forward with that. She talks in the
forward
documentary.
Forward or backward or both?
Probably both. Okay. Can't just be one for that.
Yeah, was it the same position? I have so many
definitely
questions.
Definitely not.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
Yes. All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
If you are able to get Burns, then
you have two aces.
You have two aces, and I think that gives you a legit chance to win the division. So
yes, I mean, everybody knows playing poker when you got two aces. You are the favorite.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
I've been on a floating pool in Lake Como. They have a bar there too. Anyway,
a complete Euroflex there.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shimey. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
But I'm not as close to Bill as, you know, Matty P or some of the other guys. I'm not.
To be fair, Billy, I don't think it's physically possible to be closer to Bill than Matty P.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Show!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
What it do, G Hill?
Hi, Wiggy. Hello, Curtis.
Hey, Greg. Happy Friday.
Shime, good morning. I'm accused of never saying good morning to you, as if you don't exist.
Well,
as,
good morning, Greg.
I sometimes treat you like the National Security Agency treats hundreds of unidentified flying objects, as if they don't exist.
But or the Bruins
and defense. Pretend like defense doesn't exist.
Do you want that?
Maybe a little bit of a stretch, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
That sounded different when we workshopped it earlier.
Yeah, the words weren't coming out of my mouth properly. It's right, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Hey. If we're gonna start by talking sports, I want to award the Golden Dong to my guy, P. Pritch.
That's it.
That's all I want to do this morning. I don't want to talk about that, Shime. No. That topic is off the table this morning.
Pritch, please.
Fair enough.
Is that a T-shirt yet?
Should be. It's a song.
We got one coming.
Have we ever played the Pritch Please song on this radio?
No.
We should this morning.
Yeah, no,
we should in honor of the single greatest sixth man ever in NBA history.
Would you rather be the best sixth man in the NBA or a good starting five guy?
I think I'd prefer the money of the starting five. However, you can show up. You don't really have to do as much work. So maybe I'd prefer...
I'd go for the best. It's the sixth man.
It'd be like Lou Will. Right. Remember, Lou Will was like considered one of the best six men to play. So you'd be like that. But, I mean, he still was legit. I mean, Pete Pritch is... I'll tell you, he's legit. I know that he's probably, and we talked about this with Mego on Wednesday. I bet he probably elevates into the starting role once... they kind of figure out, after a couple of years and Drew Holiday maybe moves on or something like that.
I was going to suggest that he probably moves on. Like I bet.
Pete Pritch?
Yeah, because we talked about this with Mego too. You're not going to be able to, pay him. You're not going to be able to pay everybody. I guess unless, depending on who the new owner is, because.
But he's not going to break the bank though.
But Wiggy, there are definitely teams that would love to have him.
I don't think even if teams had left to have him, I think he probably elevates to about. If he's at, like, what, 7 or 8, he probably elevates to one of those guys that's probably somewhere about 16, 17, 18 a year.
Oh, just a mere 16, 17, or 18 million
a year.
The NBA.
That's like minimum wage.
Yeah, exactly. So,
speaking of minimum wage, our jury queen is not here today. Wiggy and I were trying to figure out how this works.
Yeah, do we address the elephant in the room?
You always do. I don't. She was here yesterday before going to jury duty.
Yeah, said she had plenty of time.
And then she reached out wearily on the group text at the end of jury duty and said she had to go back today, and it was a very, very long day.
Right.
So my assumption was when she reached out and said, I got to go back, that she would, because it was her insistence on being here that brought her in yesterday for a couple hours.
Right.
So my assumption was that she would follow that same routine today. But I guess not.
But then again, remember, yesterday was Thursday. Today is Friday.
I understand.
Long weekend.
I understand.
Taking advantage of that. Because didn't she say they don't do nothing, they don't let them talk, so really all she does is basically sit in a room and read a book?
Well, during the downtime.
Yeah, during the downtime.
When they're not in court. But I'm assuming that this must be, she will tell us nothing about the trial, but it must be of some interest or at least in some sort of, it's not a, jaywalking trial.
Right.
If it's going on for days and days and days.
Yeah, my concern is that when you do something and you pick up a task or, as in Courtney's case, you come in before a non-work-related event, that you then should stipulate that you are changing your non-work-related event schedule in that you're not going to be able to come in before said event. Because it was ambiguous to me. She posted two stories on Instagram. One said, your girl's done for the day. And then she's like, I have to correct the record here, but I still don't understand what it was when it relates to us. But she's going above and beyond. She's under no pressure to be here.
No, never.
She's not expected.
Never would anyone in this day and age pressure somebody else to come to work. Never.
Nope. So,
I mean, I was in work the next day after having face surgery, and
that is true.
She came in yesterday, so I was with you. Like, the news was great. She does a great job now. All of a sudden, she's like, "Oh, I don't feel like doing it today."
Yeah. Well, I will say the man in black, Twitch Mitch, has her identified in the right way.
on Twitch this morning as Flex Courtney.
Yeah, so, oh, yeah. I can't wait till we get to the...
Wait, is that today?
We could do that today. Yeah, see, right. I thought we were going to do that with her today because she put together the GHS Wrapped, our version of Spotify Wrapped, and we can reveal at some point this morning which among us has utilized the most flex time on this show.
Oh, well, that's true. If she did it, we should have her here.
We should. I mean,
when are we going to get her here?
That's true.
Is she going to be out Monday?
Right.
I don't know. She may have jury fatigue Monday.
Right.
She
has long jury.
She may need to take that off on Monday. Yeah, long jury. All right. Well, anyway, we got a lot to get to this morning. Did you watch any of that football game last night? I can't tell because you were talking about the Bruins, kind of, but I don't know what you said about the Bruins.
Yeah, I couldn't get words out of my mouth, but I'm back. I rebooted. I watched some of that football game last night, but then as I saw balls slipping out of quarterback's hands, going right through receiver's hands, I was like, there's no point in watching this. This game is going to be horrendous. Any bets that anybody made on the overs of any kind were dead as soon as the game kicked off. So I was like, all right, we're good.
Honestly, can I say, as one old guy to another, that Al Michaels has not lost it at all. Like, I know he just renewed, I think, with Amazon.
Yeah. Again. Oh, did he?
The guy, no old man, like, forgetfulness, or he still is really good, Al Michaels. Mm-hmm.
In my view, he is the GOAT broadcaster.
Better than Nance?
Better than Nance. If you consider what his career has spanned, you know, he's got the greatest call in American history, many believe, with the Do You Believe in Miracles? Yes. You have the years he did baseball in the 90s. The only thing he hasn't really done is hockey. I mean, I love Sean McDonough, but when it comes to a prolonged, remarkable tenure as a lead voice, obviously with Madden all those years, then with Collinsworth all those years, and now I think he's the best.
Yeah. I mean, and so he's up for another year.
Oh, okay. Him and Herb Street are back at it?
With Amazon.
I can go without Herb Street on the NFL. I love him on college.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I think Al, in his older years, is a little lackluster in terms of energy. And I think him having Herb Street next to him doesn't help because Herb Street's not a big energy guy. He needs somebody that's got like a real big personality.
I have an idea. AJ Hawk.
Oh. Is he in his library?
Is he going to do it from the library? I feel like AJ Hawk does not leave the library. I mean, I've seen him one time on location, and that was it. And the rest of the time, he's it. Yeah. I feel he's at the library.
I don't know. I don't. Obviously, I wouldn't, I guess. But I don't find Al Michaels to be low energy. I mean, he...
Sounds fine to me.
He veered into Curtis's lane a little bit last night with constant weather updates during the game. I mean, he told you the temperature was going from 50 to in the 40s last night during the deluge of rain. So, I don't know, Shime.
I mean, if that's what you're looking for in a play-by-play guy, Greg, good for you. But you might want to just check out, Good Morning America, though.
I understand. All right. Well, anyway.
What a press conference yesterday.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
Ooh, there was something I noticed.
Something you noticed during the press, is it your lead or no?
It is. It doesn't have to be, but when you talked about Al Michaels, and you know, just about kind of how you view him, there was something about that press conference when I was watching it. I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm about to see something that I never expected was going to happen.
I watched that entire thing. I thought it was extremely interesting, the Bill Belichick press conference yesterday. And we can save it for your lead if that's going to be your lead.
It's one of those things.
What's the matter? What are you shaking?
You know when you're like so geeked up?
You can't wait to talk
about
it?
Yeah, it's like when you like, you know, you meet that, you know, you've been chasing that girl in high school for your first time and you're like, all right.
It's like Ben Stiller.
Nobody's at the crib. Time to get back to the house.
It's really only 10 minutes away, 10, 15 minutes
sometimes
away.
Sometimes you can't wait 10, 15 minutes.
Well, the real issue is that sometimes we forget. But Wiggy's like Ben Stiller and Something About Mary at their first date.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to go. Let me borrow some of that gel.
I mean, it was hokey, but I thought it was kind of cool that he still had his old man's UNC sweatshirt. I don't know if you found that to be...
Yeah, I just thought it was great. I have an actual... I think we can get to Bill later. I think we'll bounce back some interesting theories. I thought it was a great press conference. He seemed relaxed and happy. The guy who cut off his sleeves was kind of... That is like...
Bubba? The AD?
That is one trick pony.
Is there anything more... Carolinas
than a college athletic director whose first name is Bubba.
No. Not at all.
I think you have to have a name of Bubba.
Well, at least we know what Bill's first words were.
Yeah, we do. Right. Yes, we do know what Bill's first words as a two-year-old were. Yes, we do. All right. Well, we'll get to that. We will get it's a Patriots Friday, and we will talk with Jelani Tavai at 7:15 or 7:20 on this morning's show. Patriots coming off of the bye week. So Jerod Mayo, for the first time as a head coach, has had 2 weeks to get ready for the Arizona Cardinals. And so we will talk about that with you this morning, all morning long here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI. Before that, our leads, as we were just talking about, in about 10 or 15 minutes, and then they set it at 7. And that's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will certainly discuss what Chapel Bill Belichick said about his 400-page football Bible, and other things coming up.
You know what my first words were?
Where I would guess they were something like involuntary trust.
Irrevocable. Let's get it right.
Okay.
Fox News.
Very close. Yes. My first words were, "You're going down, shirt and leib." His first words were "beat Duke."
You don't believe it.
I do.
Are you calling Bill Belichick a liar?
No, I would never. We could ask Bill O'Brien his thoughts on him. No, later.
Listen, don't be calling little Billy a liar. We know what little Billy's first words were. It is a huge rivalry, though.
Huge.
I mean, so
huge.
I mean, as long as we're talking about it, I thought it was interesting that he name-dropped Michael Jordan as those that he spoke to about taking the job.
Oh, yeah.
So, pretty cool. I don't know if the two of them have ever spoken before. He did just call him Michael.
Yeah.
So, I'm assuming that there's some familiarity there, right?
I would assume.
We had to know who exactly he was talking about. He brought up Julius, Lawrence, LT, and Michael.
And Michael.
They got a lot of money there now, though. They went from, like, you know, $4 or $5 million in NILs to about, like, 20, 25.
Yeah, they're going to have $20 to $25 million in NIL that's available. I mean, have you done a deep dive into the contract? The contract is interesting. Did you get to look at
it? I haven't done a deep dive.
We're running late, but I don't care. The most interesting thing is that there is $1 million out for Bill Belichick. Mm. So that could it's possible that if there is an NFL team that is interested, Bill could theoretically never coach it down for UNC, and therefore it would cost just $1 million.
That's why. So that was my biggest takeaway. Is I think the reason deep dive. First of all, when I saw Bill Belichick and felt that energy and renewed sort of optimism and sense of, like, that he's back and doing something. His juices were flowing.
Uh-huh.
He's not done in the NFL.
So, Gray, $1 million buyout?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, man, that even plays more into my lead.
It does? All right, great. Well, we'll get to your lead coming up. I can't wait. If you want to be on this morning, call.
So just to clarify, the buyout does not drop to $1 million until next June. So he has to coach at least an entire year. The buyout prior to next June is $10 million.
You are quite possibly correct. According to Yahoo.
Right.
I spent a good deal of time looking at it yesterday, but we can certainly analyze it.
But even $10 million.
Let's do that.
That's nothing.
I appreciate the confidence in the correction, certainly. I would be happy to.
Greg, it was a quick Google. Buyout for Belichick's contract is $10 million.
I'd be happy to.
But it drops to $1 million on June 1st, 2025.
Is that the headline, or are you reading the actual
contract? No, the headline is details of Belichick's UNC contract buyout, and that is part of the article.
I see.
Sounds like a...
First time that you Googled that, or did you Google it yesterday?
No, it was the first time I Googled it. It was pretty simple, actually.
I was on it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
You had the wrong information. I just wanted to make sure we got the right one out there. That's all, to
be proven.
This sounds like a Central Jersey Shore, South Jersey Shore, North Jersey.
Yeah, no arguing on Fridays.
No. Let me ask this question, though, because do you really get credit for just the headline?
No, that's what I was saying to him. Yeah, I mean, he says he went deeper than that.
Oh, I literally said the headline is details of Belichick's contract, and then I went in, and it says $10 million until June 1st, 2025.
All right. Well, we have got a lot to get to.
I've now also gotten a second source, Greg. Sports Illustrated as well has the same thing.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Were you already there looking at bathing suits or something? Or what were you doing on Sports Illustrated?
No, it's because I typed it into Google. I could just scroll down and click on another article. It's really cool. Okay. It's this cool thing. I know the internet's still a foreign thing to you sometimes, but it's pretty cool.
I'll tell you, there's a lot of things that are foreign to me. Like, if I'm watching the football game on Amazon and I get myself on my tiny little television to my Amazon app or whatever the F it is, I don't need you to say... Mm-hmm. Watch like when I'm selecting the football game,
right?
Rams 49ers,
right?
I select the game.
Yep.
I don't need you to give me the option to watch it live. Huh. That's what I am there for, right? Is to watch it live. Right. I don't need to click on another thing and wait for the little circle thing to whatever it's doing, floating around there, trying to get itself together enough to present the actual football game. I don't want to watch. I want five options of things that I want to watch. I want to watch the football game live. That's why I'm on Amazon on Thursday night, because you made me pay to watch the football game. That's what I'm there for.
Right.
So, all right. Anyway, Courtney's out on her way, probably getting herself composed and ready for jury duty. maybe working on the finer details of Bill Belichick's contract as well. But here is Shime with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Bruins got absolutely rocked for a second game in a row. They lost to the Kraken 5-1 last night. Brad Marchand had the lone goal in the game for the Bees. They're back at it tomorrow night in Vancouver against the Canucks.
I hate to be a jerk, but just can you clarify your correction again?
Yeah, the buyout is $10 million until June 1st of 2025.
I see. When is June 1st of 2025?
What is that, 7 months away? Six months away?
What's that before?
What does that end up being before?
The football season?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but it's well after all the NFL coaching cycles and the draft and all of that stuff. So, there wouldn't be a job. Why would he leave all of a sudden for nothing? He's not going to get a job in the NFL in June.
I mean, it could happen, and also it doesn't preclude a lot of tampering going on behind the scenes where he gets a call and he's like, hey, take this guy. It's not tampering at all when you're a college coach. You can talk to NFL teams at any time.
Anytime.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
All right.
Either way.
Continue. I'm sorry.
Still June 1st, 2025. Information was correct. There you go. Celtics crushed the Pistons 123-99 without Jason Tatum. Pete Pritch popped off once again as he led the way with 27 points, 10 assists. They're off until Sunday when they head to D.C. to take on the Wizards. And Thursday night football was an ugly one last night as the Rams found a way to come out on top 12-6 amidst torrential downpours. Pats are off to Arizona to take on the Cardinals on Sunday, kickoff at 4:25 there, which kind of sucks, by the way. Can we talk about this for a second? Because they are going to put that at the exact same time as Bills-Lions. So, now I have to choose.
Oh, yeah, I can understand that.
They can't play at 1.
No, I know, because it's West Coast, but it's dumb. It sucks.
You don't have the ability to DP it?
How is Bill Lyons not...
Excuse me?
He said he doesn't have the ability to DP it.
We're on the public airwaves.
No, double picture. That's what I do.
Well, but we also have Philly-Pittsburgh on at 4:25 as well.
No one really cares about, we're not really big into Philly-Pittsburgh. I don't know,
two double-digit win teams in
but I
15
think
is kind of
if you
nice.
Had to choose between Philly-Pittsburgh and Bills-Detroit, I think a lot of us would want to see Bills-Detroit. So just go Bills-Detroit and Patriots.
I don't know. Bills-Detroit or Pittsburgh-Philly should have been the night game. So that's kind of my point. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Trending Now is brought to you by Subaru of New England. Get a new Subaru during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event, and Subaru retailers will donate $300 to charity. SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Ooh, I just thought of this. If today is the delivery of the verdict day, it's Friday the 13th.
Uh-oh.
Courtney, uh-oh. I mean, wild things happen.
Yes. Yes.
Scary things happen today.
Doesn't bode well for the defendant.
Or the jury team. Okay. 18 degrees is what it feels like outside. It's freezing, afternoon high in the 20s.
We could bring the opposition.
Bridge, please. Pouring in 27 last night. My guy, Pete Pritch. Who is that, Wiggy?
Acrobatic.
Acrobatic.
He's a local guy. He's from Boston.
Oh,
yeah,
well
he's
done.
A local. He's been in the hip hop game forever. And shout out to my man Marlon Williams, who sent that to us. Who does the I Love Boston Sports, like all the hoodies and stuff
that
you wear.
Yeah,
so,
thanks.
Yeah, we got the Pritch Please hoodies coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you a part of that?
No, I'm not a part of it.
Do we have one coming for everybody on the show?
I believe so. I'll let you know when they get here.
I go between...
Whose idea was that?
I
just said, Pritch, please, should I get some royalties out of this?
I think it's already in the works.
It was in the works before this.
This has been out, so I think they already have Pritch, please shirts out.
Sorry, no. Greg was talking about a sweatshirt.
I'm just generally between an XL or maybe a double XL if they run small.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends also what time of year, holiday season, I tend to
if it's cotton, you're better off just getting a 2X and shrinking it. Like, I get it.
Can I ask a question about that?
Of course.
If you're a male clothing line, in what world are you incentivized to make a large feel like a medium, or a medium to feel like a small, or an XL to feel like a large? Yet some companies do that.
I know.
Which feels like totally missing the clientele.
I know. I don't understand. It has to be some kind of a Euro thing or something like that. It's where
for guys that are in shape.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, but guys that are in shape don't care.
They'll figure it out.
Like, who's in shape?
I mean, I took a lot of guys, Craig. There's a lot of guys that are in shape that.
I don't know. I'd say the majority are probably not in shape.
Right. I mean, we're 40% obese.
No, I mean, but there's still a lot of guys that work out that are in shape and they like to look a little tight in shirts.
They buy Nikes, too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Courtney's off. Apparently, she has jury duty one more day and not coming in here this morning. Flex Courtney, as Twitch Mitch has referred to her this morning.
Oh, yeah.
On Twitch. You can watch this show on Twitch. You can just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. You can watch it on YouTube as well. And in her absence, we will probably get to GHS Wrapped at our version of the Spotify Wrapped at some point this morning. And thank you. Those of you who DM me your Spotify Wrapped for 2024 and The Greg Hill Show is in your top five. Sincere thanks for sharing that. Send them over. I love seeing it. And a reminder that there are a million ways in which you can consume this radio program, and Spotify is one of them. So.
People love it. Love it. Listen, they love your show, man. They love what they
it's
love.
It's our show.
Well, you know, the Greg Hill Show. I went to my man Adam, John Gotti of Auto Body.
Yes.
He had a Christmas party last night, so all the fellas showed up,
from far
and wide.
Yeah.
And there
was it in the auto shop?
It does the whole auto shop. Then you pull up and there's a couple Roses and Ferraris, and it's like, you know, you feel like, all right, and it's smooth, you know what I mean?
It elevates the party.
Yeah, everybody's like dapper down, little red carpet.
Did they have a punch bowl?
They had drinks. The drinks was a flowing.
Any Greg Nog?
No Greg Nog. We should have had some Greg Nog,
Why
though.
Why didn't you ask me? I would have got you a couple.
I'm still waiting on my Greg Nog.
I gave you a bottle of it.
No,
did I?
You gave me the regular peanut butter.
Screwball.
But you didn't give me the Greg Nog, which I'm still waiting on, but thank you for the peanut butter.
2 weeks left
screwball.
To get it.
I'll get it for you before.
The layout was top of the line. Johnny Bott was there. All the fellas from everywhere. Biggie from the North End. Nikki was there. Verano. And just like people were like, man, one guy was like, can you believe that broad 100 dudes? Now she's trying to get 1,000.
Well, that's the content.
And then it was like,
that's the content that cuts
yes.
through.
Right. But then it was either that or Belichick. Wow.
Oh, yeah, I know. A lot of people.
Did you see Bill Cochin?
A lot of people.
Yeah, it was
Bill
either
Belichick.
the Australian who ripped through 100 guys and now is trying to hit a G note or Belichick.
Yes.
Spectrum is so like unique on how
people. Isn't it always fascinating? Like, especially when you meet someone and they talk about us on the show, like what the one thing they remember all of us by. It's always different.
Yes.
And it's always like they have this one conversation you had like 3 months ago and they remember it today.
But it's just all walks of life too with there. So the spectrum is far and wide.
Well, however you listen, whether it is on Spotify or on the Odyssey app, or you stream us at WEEI.com, or you listen old school on the radio, we cannot thank you enough. It's been an unbelievable year, and thank you so much for all of that. And speaking of Greg Nog, available at every Aviva Trattoria and $2 every time you enjoy a Gregnog at Aviva Trattoria, any Aviva Trattoria location, $2 goes to the beneficiaries of the Greg Hill Foundation. So I want to thank them for that. And they have a couple drinks. Like, they turned the Gregnog into their version of the espresso martini.
Really?
Which sounds very good.
Yes.
At Aviva Trattoria. So
I love an espresso martini, too.
If you're planning on going out this weekend and you want to get a great dinner and do something good, then you can go try a Gregnog at Aviva Trattoria. All right, Shime, let's do this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for... The Lead.
Time to let it bleed, because it is arguably my favorite Christmas song when it comes to pop music of all time. That's the Waitresses and Christmas rapping. Bah humbug, as that song begins. Your lead this morning, Shime?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. So with the Bill Belichick move to UNC and just kind of call it the college football playoff starting soon, I was kind of just like taking a look at college football and the NIL, and I came to a conclusion that I think what the college football system is setting up as much as there may be a lot of complaints from people within the NCAA or within college football, I think it's actually really beneficial for the NFL. I think that this is going to result in more kids being a little bit more polished when they reach the NFL. Teams across the nation are better. You saw the upsets constantly throughout the year. I think there's more kids, even at smaller schools now, that are getting better, and they're more polished and more ready to, you know, make that jump to the NFL. And so when you get to NFL draft time, maybe there aren't sometimes as much top-end talent, but I think the talent in general is going to be deeper into the rounds, which is going to create a better NFL product going forward.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of a big, broad scope. And if you're getting more coaches like the Bill Belichick's or the Bill O'Brien's and guys like that who have been former NFL coaches going to college, again, that's only going to help the product moving from college to the NFL.
I've seen some coaches start to, I don't know if it's a complaint or just an acknowledgement, but suggest that you can't really build a college program anymore.
No, that's true.
Because it's year to year.
Yeah.
So that could affect length of contracts. Like, you know, Bill is essentially really 3 years. I don't want to go back and forth on the contract with Shime because he knows it better than I. But
commented on the buyout.
But these guys are saying you basically have to go year to year.
Yeah.
Because you're not assured of keeping any players. So
right.
You can't build a program
right.
That is a 4 or 5 year, you know who you got, and it changes year to year.
Right. Well, Bill said it yesterday at his press conference, where he kind of mentioned how free agency is every year in college, where in the NFL, you know, you got guys locked up for 4 years. But basically in college, you're right. It is year to year free agency. I brought up the kid down at Florida, Jack Pyburn, who basically, you know, plays this year. He hadn't really done anything. Plays his junior year.
Yeah.
He has one more year left. And he now says, here's what I want. They say no. He now is in the free agency pool of, you know, the transfer portal, where now teams are starting to say, okay.
And that's why that might be an advantage for somebody like Bill Belichick, because it's not necessarily going to be as much about recruiting
right.
as it is getting the advantage of coaching guys up, the guys that end up being on your team for that season and that season
right.
only.
It's about finding the guys in the portal and saying, okay, how can this guy fit what I'm trying to do, rather than, all right, I need to wait like 2 years when this kid's fresh out of high school. He's got to learn to become, he's on his own for the first time. He's got to learn to be a college athlete, where a guy who's in the portal has already kind of been through the rigors.
I would say that Bill Belichick has a massive advantage in that he was able to win without spending the most on talent. If you're able to find people that won't leave after a year and get the tutelage and coaching of Bill Belichick while also bringing in the talented guy for a year around them,
right? Huge advantage.
That is a massive advantage for Bill Belichick.
All right, great lead, Chime. We'll get to Curtis's lead and Wiggy's lead and my lead coming up next.
I need snow, though, Curtis. Like
just at Christmas. That's the only time I like it. After that, I don't need any, but I need some. Are we going to get some? Is it possible?
It's possible, but we are in the fifth longest stretch in the history of Boston, which doesn't really date back much of history, just about 100 years. But in between 6 inches of snow in the city, it's been over 1,000 days.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope we get some before the big day, which is only a couple weeks away, or less than that.
Right. So less. I'm hopeful that Santa is seeing some white stuff on the ground and not some felon jumping through a chimney.
Isn't there like a 50-degree day coming?
Yeah. We're going to have a big swing here. It's been very the low-pressure systems have been active.
Okay. Courtney is off again. Flex Courtney not here. Jury duty. One more day, I guess. She will be with us, I assume, Monday at Gillette Stadium for Patriots Monday with Gerard Mayo and with Boomer Esiason. Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Get a new Subaru during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event, and Subaru retailers will donate $300 to charity on your behalf. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Curtis.
Hello, Greg. So Bill O'Brien often reacts with a laugh and a comment about when asked about his former boss and Bill Belichick that, well, we're not as close as we used to, but I'm indebted to him and I'm grateful for him taking the high road. Last year at this time, I reported that Bill Belichick did not hire Bill O'Brien, that Robert Kraft hired Bill O'Brien, and he did so before the end of the season because he was so enraged about the performance of Matt Patricia. Well, Oliver Connolly, who was the first really on this story from The Guardian, covering North Carolina and the Tar Heels, has a story out where he says, and I quote, "At the end in New England, Belichick took out his frustration with Kraft on his loyal coaches. Mayo and Bill O'Brien were drafted in by the Krafts to wrestle some power away from their all-powerful football monarch. O'Brien was a Belichick guy, but for 2 weeks during his final season in New England, Belichick did not speak to his offensive coordinator."
Whoa. Dysfunction in the junction.
So
for 2 weeks at the end of the season last season, Bill refused to say a word to Bill O'Brien. So they would like pass in the hallway and Bill would look down at his notes or what, like.
It's my belief that he wasn't talking to the quarterback or the coordinator.
Right.
Wow. So here's my question to you. If Arthur Blank called you and you knew that your head coach wasn't talking to the quarterback or the coordinator, wouldn't you be derelict in your duty if you didn't say that? If you're friends with the guy? So is it really a smear campaign, or was it him saying, in the end, Robert told Arthur Blank that if it's not his way, he throws a hissy fit?
But Robert put, Robert put Bill in that position, sort of, by bringing in guys and meeting with them, at least in the case of Gerard Mayo, meeting with them behind Bill's back because he wanted to wrestle some control away from Bill.
But it's not like he hired Eric Mangini on the staff.
Right.
He hired a guy that had been a good friend and associate of Bill Belichick.
Well, you know what's the great thing about this show? We got Billy O on next week. We can ask him.
We can. Yes, we can.
If you're going to buy into and believe that.
Well, you don't buy into it?
Oh, Billy O talks about how he loves Belichick, and Belichick is the one who gave him his opportunity. And if it wasn't for Bill Belichick, he wouldn't be in the position he is. So what happened that was so bad that a guy who loves him, now all of us, this is the guy, and you're not speaking to him?
Yeah.
And so
you brought up Mac Jones. Did you, by any chance, read any of the Athletic piece on Bill Belichick yesterday?
Jeff Howe.
From Jeff Howe and why the NFL may not have been interested in Bill?
Yes.
The Mac Jones thing was one of the reasons. So one high-level exec basically said that they weren't interested in Bill because they were turned off by his public alienation of Mac Jones.
Yeah.
That was one of the reasons.
Right.
The other reasons were that They want to. Bill burned a lot of bridges over his years in the NFL. And the other one, teams want to build something that's long term, and Bill has a quick expiration date.
And the real reason is, and this is a defense of Bill Belichick for me, the owners are thin-skinned babies who want someone to kiss their ass at all times. They're a billionaire, and they don't want to pay a guy $30 million who's not going to show up at their house saying, "Hello, Mr. Blank. Yeah. It's good to see you."
Oh, good one there.
Yeah.
Mr. Blank, meaning Arthur Blank.
Right.
Okay. It could be Mr. Blank.
Fill in the blank.
Mr. Khan.
Both work.
Yeah. All right, Curtis, great lead.
Yep.
Very interesting lead. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So, Greg, we were talking about Al Michaels, and you talked about how good he looked for his age and how he was doing, you know, so well on the broadcast last night.
Yeah.
Yesterday, watching the press conference, I was watching Bill and I said, this guy looks like he's 65, 62, 63 years old. This guy looks good. He's with it.
He looked relaxed at ease.
He looked relaxed,
energetic.
Relaxed and eased. So when I think about that, I say, and then I find out the buyout thing. But then, Greg, you talked about maybe a 3-year deal. I had thought Bill is definitely going, in my opinion, back to the NFL. But
if there's an offer.
If there's an offer. And I think a lot of the teams are going to be like, do I want to work with an a-hole? Because I think that's what the people have, painted the picture of him being. A grumpy old a-hole who isn't going to change. But he'll coach at UNC for 3 years, 73, 74, 75. He's going to coach till he's 80. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think that you will see Bill Belichick back on a sideline. He'll give his 3 years to UNC to try to turn that program around. And then I believe that he makes his way back to the NFL when he's like 75 years old, because the guy still looks good.
Okay.
Did he look like a 72-year-old man?
No. Oh, more like 66 or something. He's kind of like me. Like, do I look like I'm 58?
No. You look like 57.
I mean, I hear from the Smokes all the time. They're like, I can't believe you're 58. You look like you're 44, 45, maybe, at most.
And right. He says he loves to coach, so that's why I believe he'll be back. But he'll make sure he gives UNC 3 years.
Okay, that's Wiggy's lead. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll get to my lead. And then we'll get to They Said It, and then Jelani Tavai. We'll squeeze it all in. There's an NFL player who is very upset about the speculation about his personal life. and so that will be my lead when we return momentarily.